We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Hello, patient viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. In Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms to reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ong Vorong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. And in Adeya, Channel 37 on Ite Blasimong Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA, in Buriscal, Mora, and Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente, and in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión, in Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüe, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
Happy Lunar New Year of the Rabbit! Today is the first day of Lunar New Year. This is considered one of the most important traditional holidays in many Asian communities. Today we will be hearing from our correspondents about the celebrations during this auspicious time. Let's find out what's happening in Beijing, China with our Supreme Master Television correspondent, He Bing.
Hello, He Bing. It looks like a festive time people are having there. Could you tell us more about the place you're reporting from?
Hi, we're having a lot of fun. I'm here at the beautiful Summer Palace, which is known for its priceless collection of Chinese culture relics. There's a variety of palaces here, and also gardens and classical styles of architecture. In addition, it's a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site.
He Bing, this is Year of the Rabbit. What does that mean for 2011?
The rabbit is considered a lucky sign of the Eastern Zodiac. This friendly and gentle animal is also a symbol of kindness, peace and purity. For 2011, we think this will be a very fortunate year as many more adopt the compassionate vegan lifestyle to bring out a pristine earth and tranquility for all her inhabitants.
Yes, He Bing, we are looking forward to a vegan earth where all beings are joyfully living in harmony.
Let's find out some of the hopes and dreams of Beijing residents for the Year of the Rabbit.
我梦想全世界的人都越来越有爱心，能够更多的关心动物、爱护动物，能够选择素食过低碳环保的生活，然后保护地球家园。我希望今年兔年是个非常和平的一个年，然后希望地球早日成为天堂。我希望更多的人都能够用自己的行动来保护我们的地球，尽量的少用一次性的这种东西，尽量的低碳，
让地球越来越美丽吧，让我们都爱护地球，保护地球。
This is He Bing reporting from China for Supreme Master Television.
Thanks for your report from China, He Bing. Now let's talk with Gam Hee, our Supreme Master Television correspondent in South Korea. Hello, Gam Hee.
Hi, everyone. This is the lovely Gyeongsang Kamyang Park in Daegu, South Korea's third largest city. It was the site of the provincial governor's office 400 years ago during Joseon Dynasty. Now people come here to relax and enjoy a little culture and nature during a busy day.
Gam Hee, what are some of the wishes of Daegu residents for the Lunar New Year?
Let's ask some of our friends here.
Our
Back to you in the studio, reporting for Supreme Master Television. This is Kami in South Korea.
Thanks so much, Gam Hee. Next, we are visiting our Supreme Master Television correspondent, Lin Liang, in Formosa, Taiwan. Hello, Lin Liang.
Hi there. I'm here at Ling An Tai Historical House in Taipei. Constructed more than 200 years ago, it is the best preserved ancient house in the city. People visiting here can have a wonderful glimpse of life and traditions in the past.
Lin Liang, what are some of the traditions of families during Lunar New Year?
Every New Year, they replace the old spring couplets or lines of poetry with new ones that are displayed on their door. The costume is believed to bring good luck and prosperity. Also, people put on their new clothes and wish each other Happy New Year. On New Year's Eve, families gather together for dinner and to thank heaven for their many blessings.
Lin Liang, what are some of our Formosan friends' favorite traditions?
Let's find out.
现在的话就是变成要包给自己家里面的小朋友，但是也可以看着就是自己家里的亲戚朋友长大，也觉得蛮开心的这样子。
Happy Lunar New Year! Be rich, go green, to save the planet!
Reporting for Supreme Master Television, this is Lin Liang in Taipei, Formosa.
Many thanks, Lin Liang. Our next stop is Olac or Vietnam, where the vibrant Lunar New Year celebration is called Tet. Let's hear from Supreme Master Television correspondent, Vang. Hi, Vang, how are you?
Hello, I'm doing great.
Tell us a little bit about where you are.
Sure, city is the Taihu Bridge here on Hoàn Kiếm, Lake in Hanoi. It was built in 1865 and is considered a symbol of the sun. Taihu means the bridge where sunlight is exalted in the morning. The bridge connects the left side with the small islands, Quang of Sir Temples.
Vang, there are so many delicious vegan traditional foods served in Olac for Lunar New Year. Please let us know more about them.
I love to. One of the many favorites is bánh trưng, which is a square glutinous rice cake with mung beans in the center. It's wonderful. Another popular New Year delicacy is mud, our sweet, greasers, fruits and roots, such as coconut, squash and lotus seeds.
Wow, they all sound so good!
Happy Vegan Lunar New Year!
This is Ben reporting for Supreme Master Television from Olac.
Thanks so much, Feng. Now let's stop by Hong Kong with our Supreme Master Television correspondent, Ting Ting, and see how residents there are celebrating Lunar New Year. Hi, Ting Ting.
Hello, we are here at the Mong Kok Flower Market, a very popular location to purchase gorgeous potted spring flowers and plants. It's also a great place to get many Lunar New Year necessities, like red envelopes or gifts of lucky money. Some of the favorite New Year festivities in Hong Kong.
我哋新年多数会四围去探下啲亲戚朋友啦，跟住讲一啲吉利嘅说话啦。咁例如乜嘢啊？
青春常驻，学业进步，身体健康，
吃水素，环保，来救地球，耶、
yeah! ！我今年嘅新年愿望系希望大家有个好开心嘅兔年，同埋有。同埋咧，可以愛護地球，多啲食蔬菜，同開始一個小碳嘅生活。
Hello， 祝兔年新年進步，世界和平，低碳生活救地球，吃素環保來救地球。
This is Ting Ting reporting from Hong Kong for Supreme Master Television.
Many thanks, Ting Ting.
May the year of the rabbit 2011 be filled with harmony and virtue for all beings as we pray the compassionate, earth-saving vegan diet will soon be embraced. We respectfully wish beloved Supreme Master Qinghai a most wondrous Lunar New Year. May your noble wish for a vegan paradise with perfect peace be realized in 2011.
Our deepest gratitude for your immense unconditional love, tireless works, and hope-filled spirit that are uplifting and safeguarding our planet. We also thank all our enlightened friends and viewers for your joyous support. From Supreme Master Television, we wish you a very happy and abundantly healthy Lunar New Year.
Fly-in news. Large bushfires and giant cyclone destroy homes in Australia. A large, fast-moving bushfire consumed at least two homes and several sheds in the Wombat Creek area as it sped out of control through the East Gippsland region of Victoria State. Residents in 10 towns were advised to evacuate. The flames were ignited amidst hot weather that brought 40 degrees Celsius temperatures in Melbourne and further fueled by high winds. As of Tuesday evening, February the 1st, the fire had already scorched at least 7,500 hectares and the Prince's Highway between Noanoa and Orbost was closed. Cooler conditions offered some respite to some 150 firefighters working overnight to contain the flames, as emergency warnings in a number of small towns were downgraded to watches and alerts. Meanwhile, residents of North Queensland began assessing damage after Cyclone Yasi made landfall late on Wednesday as a full-strength Category 5 storm, with tens of thousands of residents having already been transferred to shelters thanks to early evacuations by the government. Prime Minister Julia Gillard also stated that 4,000 soldiers, aircraft and naval vessels of the Australian Defence Force were standing ready to assist storm victims. Around 170,000 households lost power as the area was struck by winds reaching 300 kilometers per hour and waves up to 9 meters in height. Damage is estimated to be more than from Cyclone Larry 5 years ago, which had flattened 10,000 homes. However, there thankfully have been no reports of deaths or serious injuries thus far. Our appreciation for the protective measures of the Australian government, as well as the courageous endeavours of the firefighting and defence force personnel, as we pray for the protection of the region's residents, human and animal alike. May such damaging events subside through our kinder actions toward the ecosphere.
Continued eruptions and heavy snowfall disrupt lives in Japan. With volcanic activity that began the previous Wednesday, January 26, Japan's Mount Shinmo-dake's continued eruptions this week were deemed by officials to be its worst in two centuries. Nearly 1,100 residents of Takaharu were requested to evacuate for their safety, with a no-access zone that was extended to 3 kilometers. Tuesday's eruption, which was the fourth and most powerful so far, sent volcanic debris, including hot ash and rocks, nearly 3,000 meters high, causing minor injuries to one person and breaking windows in buildings as far as 8 kilometers away.
Thick layers of ash resulted in low visibility, with schools cancelled in some areas and train and air service disrupted. Meanwhile, a winter storm centered on the Sea of Japan coastline brought heavy snows in many parts of the country, prompting snowplows to work around the clock clearing roads. Travel was brought to a virtual halt in some areas, with 1,200 cars that were stranded in central Japan due to the heavy snow. Sections of major roads and highways of Fukui Prefecture were also closed, as 118 centimeters of snow fell in a region that had not seen more than 100 centimeters in 25 years.
Conveying her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if assistance is required, and to go, if possible, to comfort the most vulnerable. She added that financial aid for urgent needs is available.
Our gratefulness for the safety measures of Japanese officials and personnel, as well as for Supreme Master Qinghai's detailed concern. We pray that such calamitous conditions are eased through humanity's greater consideration for fellow inhabitants and the Earth.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
the Syrian government allocates nearly $2 billion for education. Dr. Yasser Hurria, head of the Office of Education, Vanguards and Higher National Education, announced that the government has set aside $1.92 billion to build new facilities and enhance curriculums. In the last few years, educational projects have increased with 15 new schools throughout Syrian provinces, along with 92,000 new teachers appointed, as well as some 90,000 provided with further training to improve their skills. Our earnest appreciation, Dr. Hurria, Syrian government and all involved for these thoughtful allocations to benefit the students of Syria. May they be graced with a love of learning and many fulfilling opportunities to contribute to your beautiful nation.
Sri Lankan Navy inaugurates whale watching. On Monday, January 31st, the nation's Navy announced the launch of a whale watching program where visitors aboard the Navy's passenger vessels can enjoy whale tours. The idea was initiated by Defense Secretary Gotabaya Rajapakse, who said that Sri Lanka is privileged to have such resources that are not available to other countries. A naval vessel is initially scheduled to sail four times a week at affordable rates for both foreign and Sri Lankan visitors. A big hats off Sri Lankan Navy for this caring use of military resources to better understand and appreciate our marine animal friends. May many visitors be graced with the presence of the magnificent whales to foster ever-expanding respect for these and all such beings bestowed by the divine.
Seven freed in Belarus. On Saturday, January the 29th, seven people were released since their detainment after elections in December 2010. Among the seven was former presidential candidate Valdemir Neklyayev, Ms. Natalia Radina, editor of the website Charter 97, as well as Mrs. Irina Kalip, the wife of another presidential candidate. Meanwhile, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called for the freeing of all journalists, political candidates, and their supporters who might be detained. We are very glad to know of the detainees' freedom and wish them loving reunions with family and friends. Our prayers as well for the soon release of their colleagues and for harmonious relations of shared respect to prevail among all people in Belarus and the world.
Save our planet. Plastic endangers Mediterranean marine life. Recent research supported by environmental advocates found that the Mediterranean Sea contains some 250 billion pieces, or approximately 500 tons, of suspended microscopic pieces of plastic. For the study, French and Belgian marine biologists, who comprised the Organization Expedition Mediterranean in Danger, or MED, analyzed water samples at depths of 10 to 15 centimeters off the coasts of France, Spain, and Italy.
Of the samples obtained, 90% contained the biologically hazardous plastic fragments. In addition to being mixed in with plankton that is consumed by fish, there is also evidence that this plastic debris is also affecting seals, tortoises, and other larger marine species. The researchers will next expand their evaluation to Gibraltar, Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, Sardinia, and southern Italy. Meanwhile, they are calling for the European Union to implement more stringent rules on the disposal and biodegradability of consumer goods. Supporters can sign an online petition at www.expeditionmed.eu/petition/.
Our sincere thanks, Expedition Med, for your awareness-raising, eco-conscious work. Let us quickly heed such alarming information and act to protect the inhabitants of the Mediterranean Sea and oceans worldwide.
Speaking with Concern for All Life during a May 2008 video conference in South Korea, Supreme Master Ching-hai emphasized the need for humanity's more conscious efforts to care for our fragile environment.
In many places, there are already bans on the use of plastic bags and many convenience stores. So I think that's a very good start. And maybe we should impose a little more stricter ban on these harmful substances. And then we have to change. Even if the government doesn't impose any ban, we as individuals should pay attention. We should use something less toxic. And we should use our own shopping bag wherever we go, to minimize whatever we can the effect, the harmful effect to the planet. And instead of polluting the planet, the air, we have to turn to, you know, friendly energy and sustainable energy. Just reverse our actions. Vegetarian diet, number one. Green energy, number two. Everybody work together to be frugal and protect the environment and the animals.
Save our planet. Antarctica to welcome youngest Asian visitor. On Friday, January 28th, 9-year-old Pham Vo Thieu Quang from Ao Lạc or Vietnam and his father embarked on their journey to explore Antarctica.
The father and son flew to Argentina, and from there will go to the southernmost city of Ushua to board the British ship MS Fram along with other international explorers to sail to the South Pole. In preparation for his adventure, Tu Quang did various physical exercises advised by experts, as well as practicing his photography skills. The young explorer, who is the youngest Asian to set foot on the frozen southern continent, seeks to raise public awareness about climate change and environmental protection. Bravo on your noble adventure, Tu Quang. Wishing you fruitful success in bringing back information to share so that many people are further awakened to the need for more sustainable lifestyles to better care for our cherished planetary home.
During an interview on Al Hayat Television, Egyptian Prime Minister Ahmed Shafik conveys the government's apology for the delay in listening to the voices of the country's youth as he pledges to fulfill requests for reform and affirms that the changes will happen quickly.
Following 30 years in office, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak announces he will not run for re-election in September this year, while Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh, who has also headed the country for 30 years, announces that he too will step down when his term ends in 2013. In Tunisia, President Zain El Abidine Ben Ali has already departed after 23 years in office, and Prime Minister Mohamed Ghannouchi states that he will retire from politics after 11 years as premier following upcoming elections, which he is arranging as quickly as possible.
World leaders continue to urge for restraint in Egypt and the halt of violence during protests, including UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, British Prime Minister David Cameron, French President Nicolas Sarkozy, US President Barack Obama, and German Vice Chancellor Guido Westerwelle.
United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, U.S. President Barack Obama, Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Swedish Foreign Minister Carl Bildt, European Union Foreign Affairs Chief Catherine Ashton, and other global leaders urge for a government transition in Egypt to begin now, rather than wait until September for the end of President Mubarak's term.
Save our planet. The U.S. National Climate Data Center updates weather temperatures averaged over 30 years, replacing the 1970s with the first decade of this century, which, as the hottest in history, is certain to increase corresponding averages.
Save our planet. In accordance with the nation's Climate Change Act, the UK's Environment Ministry unveils plans that include road construction to withstand higher temperatures, reinforced rail embankments that can offset the collapsing effects of floods, and other adaptation measures.
It's Guapa the Guanaco here with my fine son, Carney.
We're following a yummy plant-based diet.
Today, we have a tip to share on the benefits of eating slowly.
Taking the time to savor your delicious, cruelty-free meal will help you eat just the right amount.
It also gives you better digestion.
Bon vegan appetit.
Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
And now for the worldwide weather.
good governance news, the United States offers $50 million assistance in 2011 to organic farmers. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, or USDA, is providing the funding to help with the implementation of resource conservation practices for organic producers and those transitioning to these sustainable methods. The support, part of the USDA's organic initiative, may be used by those qualifying for the grant for such activities as planting cover crops and putting nutrient management systems into effect. Our heartfelt gratitude, United States Department of Agriculture, for your encouragement of healthier farming methods. May all governments support organic initiatives such as this one for a vibrant and long-lasting planetary future. Coming up, Humphrey the vegan hippo loves his favorite treats of apples. We'll just go for a short walk and be right back. More excellent news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, meaningful news for a relevant world. In animal news, gentle Humphrey the hippo proves to be a wonderful friend. Marius Els, 40, of Free State, South Africa, adopted Humphrey when he was 5 months old. Now 6 years old, the herbivorous hippo freely wanders around Mr. Els' 400-acre property. Mr. Els stated, "Humphrey's like a son to me. He's just like a human." Humphrey, who weighs 1,200 kilograms, is a strong swimmer and even gives Mr. Els a ride to the other side of the river after getting his favorite snack of apples. Congratulations, Humphrey and Mr. Marius Els, on your beautiful relationship. May you have many more joyous years of sharing fun activities and delicious vegan snacks.
Let's enjoy an original joke written by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Warm Chocolate. It is told in Gaelic, a language spoken in Ireland, Scotland, and the Isle of Man.
Hela. A story on Vafa does shock the kitchen, a cup on shock light a ta, hulvu dumtha. Farkela, look Vafa a hulvu dit fain. Banchela, bacon dumps the follock slab a chenech mata ditha nor ill and tussa a rash.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I was lucky enough to find out about your wonderful TV channel. I really enjoy it. Wonderful and interesting programs. I wish you prosperity and success and more appreciative viewers. Thank you very much. Igor from Belgorodskaya, Russia.
Enthusiastic Igor, thank you for your kind wishes. It is fantastic to hear that you are enjoying watching Supreme Master Television programs. Wishing you and all the God-loving people of Russia much happiness and divine blessings.
If you have a Heartline today, we welcome your Heartlines and stories. Please send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your days be filled with heavenly bliss and benediction.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff travels to Argentina, where she meets with President Cristina Fernandez to further cooperation in commercial, political, and cultural areas between the neighboring countries.
Responding to an invitation from North Korea, the South Korean government agrees to high-level military dialogue for the first time since November 2010, to be held at the border truce village of Panmunjom.
Researchers from the University of East Anglia in England and Harvard University in Massachusetts, USA, discover that anthocyanins, which are bioactive compounds in fruits such as blueberries and strawberries, help reduce the risk of high blood pressure.
In a remote village of India's Orissa state, three volunteer teachers, Rabbi Sarkar, Hiramani Mandal, and Sapan Paramanika, share their love of learning as well as lessons in environmental protection with 340 primary school students to ensure their proper education.
U.S. State Governor Pat Quinn signs legislation making Illinois the 12th state in the nation to legally recognize the civil union of same-sex couples, joining countries in Europe, Latin America, and Africa that have passed similar measures.
At Morocco's 12th National Film Festival, held in Tangier, filmmakers, actors, cinema lovers, and experts gather to exchange views as well as appreciate talented performances such as those in Hakim Belabi's feature film In Pieces, which received top honors.
A published study by U.S. researchers affirms that girls aged 11 to 16 who play age-appropriate video games with their parents are better behaved and feel more connected with their families, with the scientists also saying that the time together can be as important as the activity itself.
In the Lambayeque region of Peru, archaeologists discover a 1,100-year-old tomb of a pre-Columbian noble from the Sican culture, along with gold and silver ornaments such as a mask and a crown.
The American Heart Association calls for reduced salt consumption to minimize risks of elevated blood pressure, stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease, saying that a reduction of 1,200 milligrams per day could help save up to $24 billion in national health costs per year.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.